a start over and possibly a new block and possibly a new head and possibly a bunch of other parts. So, yeah, we'll cross our fingers and hope that that doesn't happen with this one. But, yeah, it's been a while since I've worked on a complete rebuild. And that was back in the days I was racing roundy-round cars. So, I won't lie to you, it's pretty exciting for me, too. And I'm starting to get that little itch there, too. But I just need to scratch that one off. I don't need to be getting into any more hobbies right now. At least that's what the wife says. All right, let me pop back up here real quick to DJ KG5QEZ.
Thank you very much, sir. Doing a great job on the net. You sound a whole lot better this time around. And, I got my grass mowing done last night after the 6-meter net. And, anyway, went down, mowed it. It was so dang tall because I had put it off for a few days extra. I mowed it both ways. I mowed it up and down the hill and then sideways. And I saved a few little bales I'm looking at now. It looks pretty darn good. And as far as high school Mustangs, I tell you what, mine wasn't 20 years old. Mine was 25 years old. And I was telling the guy a story the other day. He goes, boy, don't you wish you still had that car? And I said, oh, but I do. And anyway, so I've got mine in the barn. And it is a lesson learned. I had to build a motor for it. The day I went to get my driver's license, the day before, night before, the transmission went out of reverse, would not back up. So therefore, I could not drive the car. And had a buddy in town, waited till he left, and went and borrowed my dad's Lincoln Giant Town car to go take my driving test. And I drove that car around for a few months, park uphill, or be able to push it, because it didn't have reverse until I got enough money saved up for mowing grass to go put a transmission in it so that it could go in reverse. And anyway, yep, fun stories. That's what that is. And anyway, hope he enjoys it and hope he learns something along the way for auto repair, because it will save him so much money in life if he just keeps after it. So anyway, that's all I got for now, and I hope everybody enjoys an awesome Independence Day off tomorrow. Save you, sir. Sorry about that, but thanks for your duty and doing your duty. So anyway, KG5, QEZ, 73.
All right, DJ. Well, you guys have fun, too, and I'm looking forward to the memories. Really looking forward to the memories. I can't wait till this is done. Anyhow, Mr. Elliott, KF5VMJ.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm kind of cringing about the end story. That's painful. I don't have much going on. The 2-year-old went to sleep early tonight, so I'm sitting back here at my computer trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the evening. And since I don't have to get up and go to work in the morning, that's probably going to end up playing on the internet till it's way too late. Then get up tomorrow, go out to the in-laws, hang out by the pool. Think we're going to do burgers and hot dogs at some point. So then fireworks, and that's my plan for about the next 36 hours. So hopefully everybody else enjoys their holiday too. KF5, VMJ.
All right, Mr. Elliott, sounds like a great time there. Especially with the pool. I think I neglected to say the air conditioner at the fire station is out. And somebody in their infinite wisdom thought that having little portable air conditioners that sit in the hallway would work. Negative. Anyhow, we're making it, kind of. That's why I'm sitting in my truck with the air conditioner on right now. All right, Mr. Elliott, you have a great one. Thanks for being with us. Mr. Jorge, I have been waiting for your story, sir. KI5ANA.
Thank you, Net Control. This is Jorge, Kilo India 5, Alpha November Alpha. And boy, am I happy to have this call sign. I don't know what took me so long, but anyway. I just wanted to share with you that I've been, since I got my general license, I've been exploring HF more in depth, and fortunately for us who can operate on HF, this week there's the 13 Colonies special event where there are 13 stations plus two extra stations that you have to contact until the 7th. So if you have some time and you want to have some fun, I highly recommend it. I'm only 3 in from the 15, but it's fun. I also witnessed quite the pileup a couple days ago. The station worked the pileup for 5.5 hours and eventually just decided to quit. He said, "Guys, I gotta go to bed, so I'll be back in the morning." And at least that was very, very interesting. I don't know if some recent general upgradees are listening to this, but I would highly recommend chasing some of these stations. It is very, very fun, I would say. And I don't know, contesting has its you know, its appeal. I think there's a lot of things to be learned, and it's also interesting to see how sometimes you get lucky and you find a station with not a big pileup. You get the contest, and the moment you get it, there's 100 stations on the base. And sometimes you're just part of the pileup and you're trying to make your way through. Well, that was a brief comment. I hope you all enjoy colleagues, and of course, fireworks will be a big part of the thanks again, Night Control. This is Kilo India 5. I'll send November. Back to you.
Well, that sounds like a sounds like real fun. I'm with you, Jorge. Contesting does have its appeal. It's a nice challenge. It's a real good challenge. I think Vinny, of all people, knows just how addicted I got to to HF. And I still have the bug. I've always said it's like a disease. You can't cure it, but you can treat it every now and then. So, but yeah, 13 colonies plus 2 ends on the 7th. I will see what I can do. I do not have a mobile station, so I will be kind of cut down by a day or two there. So, but thank you, Jorge, for the information. Absolutely, congratulations on that general upgrade and the Kilo India 5 Alpha November Alpha. Got a good ring to it. You have a good one, Jorge. Thank you for spending your evening with us. Mr. Galen, WX5MOR, are you with us still?
Net Control, good evening once again, WX5MOR. And I haven't been chasing the 13 colonies, but Jorge, you might, in September, if you have time, there's another deal that's kind of similar called Route 66 on the air. There's generally 21, 22 stations all along the old Highway 66 route from Chicago to L.A. that will come up at left. Generally, it's over it's 2 weekends and the week in between, so it's like 10 days or something. And the trick is to see how many of those 22 stations you can contact. And it's kind of fun for me because you've got distant stations, you've got close-in stations. Sometimes the close-in ones are the harder ones to get. There's some that aren't on the air very much, and there's some that are on the air all the time on 5 or 6 different frequencies and modes and so on. But I generally enjoy that one. Break. And as to 4th of July, I will, in the morning, I've got to go get up early and meet my work partner out at our park, and we're going to set up a dome canopy with a couple of misters in it that will hopefully keep our park goers cooled off tomorrow and keep our version of Chris from making medical runs. Get that done. I think I've got a set of radio up, too, for the cops. They didn't ask until late this afternoon, and I'd already left, so I think I'll set a radio up in their truck. And then I'll be back out at the park about 6:30 with some of our volunteers, and we'll be manning the perimeter line for the fireworks show here in Moore. So we get the closest seat, which is the one I like because it the ground shakes and you know, you get the view and so on, right? It doesn't surprise surprised me to hear Chris say that he prefers fires over medicals. You know, we all know that firemen are pyros at heart. And, you know, I remember the young days, too. I'm kind of like Bill. I still do, for that matter. But back in the day when I could actually shoot fireworks off and so on, you know, of course, Roman candle wars. Of course, Chris probably would advise against that for safety purposes. Back when I was a kid, we had bottle rockets. You take a Coke bottle, and of course those are extinct now too, and stick these down in the bottle. They had a long stem on them, and the top of the firework kind of looked like a firecracker and had a fuse out, and you'd light it and run, and it'd shoot up in the air. Of course, that burned down a lot of houses that had roofs with combustible materials. And back in the days, we had real M80s and cherry bombs and black cats and so on. So I used to have a good time with all that. And final comment, Chris, what's the deal with the air conditioner being out? Because we all know that firemen like it hot. See y'all later. WX5MOR.
Had to throw that in there, Galen, didn't you? And as you were telling that story there about the M80s and the bottle rockets and all the good stuff that we used to have, I was thinking, yeah, do as I say, not as I do. I don't know. I'm a pyro at heart, but I got a big heart. I hate to see people hurt. So I can fix a fire, and ultimately, eventually, I'm always successful at putting out a fire. For some reason or another, they always go out at some point. But I've yet to see a finger grow back. So anyhow, and as far as the air conditioner, long story. They replaced our condenser unit with a smaller condenser unit on a commercial building, and not so window. It blew out. So yeah. And, like the fire's hot, love the station cold. So, we're hurting right now. Thanks for being here, Mr. Galen. Have a great time out there tomorrow and a safe one being so close. Makes me nervous even thinking about it sometimes. Have fun out there. And if you need somebody to do a trial run on those misters, I got just the place for you to bring them. Alrighty, let's see who's next here. Mr. Mike, KG5SSU, are you still with us, sir?
Absolutely, Chris. Thanks a lot. Let's see. For the 4th of July, I don't do fireworks anymore. I had enough 500 and 1,000-pound bombs going off in close vicinity of me for about 7 months, so I don't really care for that sound anymore. As far as tomorrow, I think I'll go play a round of golf and put my mind back to 1776, July 4th, as the Declaration of Independence was signed, and remember everyone that fought for this country and what made, enjoy my freedom, but that's what I'm really going to celebrate tomorrow, is the independence and our freedom and all the soldiers that fought for us, and with that, God bless America. KG5SSU.
Well spoken, Mr. Mike, and I will oblige that as well, and I thank you for your service as well, and we can relate on a couple of those things, but thank you for your service, sir, and let that also be a reminder to others that there are folks out there who don't appreciate the sounds as much as we used to, but be safe, have fun, and drink a cold one for me. Mr. Randy, W6KPR.
This is W6KPR, Randy. Thank you for doing the net, and I appreciate the opportunity. Over this past week, I've been working with my new base station and new dipoles that I've produced and relocated and repositioned and relocated and repositioned several times and finally making a few contacts. So that's pretty interesting, getting away from the DMR for a while and running just the straight HF. So other than that, not much going on tomorrow. Great. so I think we'll probably just kind of hang out here at the house, do a little bit of yard work and work in the backyard. It's getting awfully tall back there. I'm going to have to cut it pretty quick. And probably just try to calm the dogs down because they get pretty wound up when those fireworks start hitting here in Norman. So, great. I think that'll be about it. We'll just have a cool one, stay in the house, and enjoy maybe some on the TV, and just take the day off. So that's pretty much going to be my day. So 73 to the net, and back to you.
Sounds like a relaxing time, Mr. Andy, and as always, stay safe. Have fun. Keep everybody close. Stay safe out there. Alrighty. Well, at this time, I'm going to call for any late missed or visitor check-ins one last time. This is KC5PIQ. Please call net control now.
Wax. AWACS has just about got you drowned out.
And 0ZBH mobile.
That last station one more time.
November 0, Zulu Bravo.
Okay, I got a November 0, Zulu Bravo, is that correct?
And a hotel.
And a hotel. All right, and your name, sir?
Name's Brent, Bravo Romeo Echo November Tango. I hear, getting on Kilpatrick going north.
All right, Mr. Brent. Well, we appreciate you checking into the gossip net here on the SCARS repeater. You want to tell us about your day or you, what's going on?
Well, my day's just getting started. I'm actually headed into work. I work late night at Wiley Post Airport. Take care of airplanes as they land, helicopters, and that kind of thing.
Alrighty. Well, without you, people wouldn't be going where they need to be going, right?
Yeah, most often the people I deal with are in parts, if you know what I mean, and or incapacitated in some way. So it's especially important that they get where they're going.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the service that you do provide, sir. Any final comments for the gossip net this evening?
No, I do not. I'm fairly new here in the area, which I say that, but I've been here almost 7 years. Haven't been active on the radio too much. Had a catastrophic issue with the Yaesu in the car and just got it fixed. So, glad to be back radioactive again.
Outstanding, Brent. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us this evening on the Gossip Net. We host an Aries Net at 8 o'clock on this frequency and the Gossip Net following the Aries Net at 8:30. And you are more than welcome to join us. For both nets or single nets or whatever you want to do. The repeater is very active during the day, so we'd love to hear from you. Keep up the good work there, and welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir. You all have a wonderful 4th of July. N0ZBH, mobile clear.
All right, Mr. Brent. Well, you drive safe as well, and you have a great and safe 4th of July. One last time, late missed or visitor check-ins, please call KC5PIQ Net Control.
KC5PIQ, this KE5GRQ Kilowatt Echo 5, Golf Romeo Quebec Mobile.
And your name, sir?
Name here is Bryce, Bravo Romeo Yankee Charlie Echo.
All right, Mr. Bryce. Well, welcome to the Gossip Net this evening. Do you have any stories to share with us, sir?
This is K5GRQ. Well, we're visiting over here from Stratford, Texas, our present QTH.
I grew up just outside of Norman, so I'm over here for the 4th of July. We've been listening to most of that. Had HT there. We were over here east of Norman with some folks that go to the church my mom goes to. Had a big feed and big fellowship deal, and they're going to pop off fireworks here in a little bit. So anyway, so we came over to visit my family for the 4th of July. We don't get to do that a whole bunch, but we made it over this time. And then we'll head back on Thursday. So have been enjoying the net. Heard some call signs that I haven't heard in a long time. Got to hear Bill and Bobby and different ones and Galen. So just enjoyed both nets. Used to check in when I lived over here. So anyway, Chris, thanks for picking it up. Thanks for letting me check in, and we'll catch y'all later. This is KE5GRQ Mobile.
Outstanding, Mr. Bryce, and we appreciate you taking some time and spending it with us here on the GossipNet this evening on this eve of the 4th of July. You guys have a great time out there. God bless, and please stay safe. All right, and thanks again. Come back anytime. One last call. Late Mr. Visitor's check-in. Come on now.
Hey, Chris.
Are you going to make a comment about that little TV lingo that I just had?
No, actually, I forgot I was going to point out to you, if you were a fireman somewhere up north and just west of Springfield, Missouri tonight, you'd be battling a multiple explosions and fire at a fireworks wholesale retailer and manufacturer.
Okay. Well, that's news to me. I've been out here in my truck since about, let's say 8 o'clock, 7:50, and haven't had the news on. And before that, the guys were in there sweating and were watching a movie. So I'm going to have to tune that one in. Thanks for the info there, Galen. And yeah, sorry about that little y'all thing in there a minute ago.
Didn't bother me any. I'm looking at it here on Facebook. It looks like they, of course, I'm sure they burned it to the ground, but it looks like they had at least one that had 90% burns, or burns on 90% of the body. So I don't know whether she'll make it or not. But anyway, yeah, it looks like they had a pretty good one there. WX5MOR.
Well, thanks for the update there, Mr. Galen. I'm going to have to look that one up and take a look at it. I'm sure it made a great show on the ground. Unfortunately, people were injured, and that's what I don't like. But, all right, well, we want to thank everybody for participating in tonight's net, because without you, we wouldn't have a net. And again, we'd like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. So at this time, good night, 73s. This is your alternate... Well, I need to change that again. It's your alternate GossipNet host, KC5PIQ, and I now return this frequency back to its normal amateur use, if anybody knows what that is. KC5PIQ will be clear.
Thank you, Chris, for doing the net. Jorge, you still on there, KG5SSU.
KG5 SSU, Kilo India 5, Alpha Nancy Alpha, go ahead.
Well, I know you're getting into all this HF stuff. If you have 75 or 80 megahertz, well, good grief, 80 meters, man, I can't talk this evening. 3916 is an awesome place to go. They have the Freewheelers Net, the Rag Chew Net, and they're doing trivia right now till 9:30. But I don't know if you've ever been on there, but I'm a member of that also, and it is a very fun deal. It starts at 7 o'clock every night. They don't have trivia on Sunday, but, man, I think you'd really enjoy it.
All right, that sounds amazing. And it's 3.916, correct?
Yes, sir, 3.916. And if you don't have NetLogger, I encourage you to go download NetLogger, netlogger.org, I think. Just type NetLogger into your Google search, and you can download it right there on your computer. You can check into the net. You can see everybody's call sign. It has a little instant messenger up there. It's just a really, really cool tool and a cool net.
All right. thank you very much for the information. I will be sure to check it out. I don't think I'll be able to tonight, but in probably tomorrow or further in the weekend. This is my last week of class for a summer class I'm taking, and sadly my radio time hasn't been as much as I would want it to, but I'll be sure to include this in my radio activities. Thank you very much. Kilo India 5 Alpha November Alpha.
Absolutely. KG5, SSU 73 is clear.
KPIQ, KD5CKK call.